How would you like to be able to invest in high cash flow branded hotels without stress? Chris Agop will tell us how, and he is the founder of Agop Capital, managing $350 million in real estate across four continents and from Dubai. And his story is that he went from sleeping on a London mattress to building a 300 property empire, lost it all in COVID, then rebuilt bigger through hotel investments with Marriott and Hilton partnerships. So, Chris, tell us, how can entrepreneurs invest in high cash flow branded hotels without the operational stress?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Well, by partnering with the right people, I think that's the most important. And even though as an entrepreneur, I come from nothing. And at the beginning, I didn't have any partnerships because I didn't have much value to add. My first step, actually, when I was 18, is finding a mentor and making sure I add as much value as possible to him and to his business and to his life. So I learned a lot. And then as time passes by, you gain experience, you make some money, then you can invest and you can add value to these type of deals that we're talking about, private equity deals, larger deals in the tens, 20, 30 million dollars per deal, and make things happen. But of course, when you do not have the capital and the network, you can't straight away start with these deals. That it takes a little bit of time, but anyone can get there. And I really love this this type of properties, these type of deals, and specifically high cash flowing real estate. You get brand support from companies like Hilton and Marriott that exist for 100 plus years. You get the infrastructure, you get their financial lobbying, their influence, and their experience, which is the most important. They survived wars, they survived COVID, they survived everything. I didn't survive COVID. Unfortunately, my business in London liquidated. I had to close it. Was fighting for nearly a year, but there was simply no income. There was no customers. Whatever I tried with NHS and doctors and nurses and doing HMOs or even it wasn't able to long let any property in central London. So you kind of adapt and you find new things. And yeah, as a hospitality entrepreneur on a small scale, I wanted to work with the big guys who survived through everything so far, and hopefully longer.
Thank you. So tell us about your journey of how all of this happened. How did you build, how did you kind of start managing $350 million in real estate across four countries, not continents?
Yeah. Well, I actually started in hospitality with vacation rental properties already in 2012. So what we have seen in the vacation rental industry is really like the AI or e-commerce boom that we're going through right now, or the last couple of years. There was no marketplace really for vacation rental. Then Airbnb started providing this service. And then with that marketplace internationally, that industry grew to a multi-billion dollar industry. So in 2012, I was simply there to provide this service. I had one property in Munich, Germany, as my a good friend of mine went to St. Gallen to study, and he wanted me to rent his property on Airbnb for a year. I already had a business, so I had customers. He was actually one of my clients. I was a financial advisor, and I already advised clients how to do real estate investments, but of course on a small scale. And he trusted me with his property for a year, as he knew I already have a business and I'm reliable and trustworthy. So he lived in San Francisco, came from there, experienced Airbnb directly where it came from. And that's what was my first experience with that platform, that marketplace, hospitality. And I really did all services myself. I picked up my first customers. They were from Russia at the airport in Munich. cleaned the apartment myself, washed the linen. Was a full hands-on experience. When I moved to London in 2015, I rented my bedroom on Airbnb and slept on the floor in the living room, and again provided a full hands-on service. And within the first year, I rented properties on a long-term lease and put them on the vacation rental platforms, and scaled in the first year to 12 properties. Then decided, oh wow, okay, there is a huge marketplace, huge opportunity. I need to focus on that. And then I acquired more than 300 units over the next 4 years, which was CB Platinum at the time, that company, which then unfortunately had to be closed in the pandemic due to the challenges at the time. And then I moved to Mexico, as Mexico was one of the beautiful nature, good food, and very nice people at the time, because a lot of people came together on the beaches of the Caribbean when there was nothing else to do. There was a lot of industries, a lot of products and services that could not perform. So yeah, I wasn't the only one heading over there. And very quickly, I was bored, so I decided to build a project in Tulum, actually. There was also a huge boom. So we built 12 townhouses. It's called the Entorno Tulum project, which today is a creators hub for entrepreneurs and creators who want to experience Tulum in a community of like-minded people. This is where I met my partner, Diego Cuesta from Grupo CC. And by being an entrepreneur and sailing my ship through a lot of hardship, problems, but I never sank, we decided to partner up together. He runs a hotel business, he runs a family office, and his family is invested in real estate for 75 plus years. So by adding value to his business and to his life, I could form a partnership and finally made my step from providing 1,000 bedrooms in London in hospitality and servicing 70,000 customers on vacation rental platforms. I could actually make my step into a professional hotelier experience, professional hotelier deals above 10, 20 million mark. So that was my step in.
Thank you. So what's the opportunity now for entrepreneurs who want to invest in high cash flow branded hotels without stress? Because clearly, when you do these kind of deals, one of the biggest stresses is not even the investment itself. It's actually having to run it, having to learn how to put it on these vacation rentals, having to learn all these different things that if you know how to do it well, you can make it incredibly profitable. And if you screw up a little part of it, like if you, you know, mess up on a little part of it, like the whole thing could go horribly wrong and you could, you know, end up spending so much money and have a really poor investment. So tell us about what's the opportunity for entrepreneurs who have some cash to invest in high cash flow branded hotels without stress with your help?
Yeah. So I think the most overlooked opportunity in real estate is that you don't want to purchase a quiet asset that doesn't produce cash flow, that doesn't raise in equity. You need always to make the most out of your money. That's what my AGOP brand stands for. Always give 100%. And that's the same what you should do with your money. But maybe you're not an expert in real estate. Maybe you're an expert in music, or you're a creator of YouTube videos. Whatever you're good at, you should keep focusing on that, because that's your passion, that's your business. But you have to find absolute specialists like me or my partner, Mr. Cuesta, who can help you to outperform this other industry, this other asset class. And real estate is one of the most important foundations to become a millionaire and to stay financially free and independent. It has created the most millionaires in human history, but it's extremely overlooked that you invest into the right high cash flowing asset. So why are we the right guys to work with, and what kind of partners should you look for? You need to look for equity partners who don't just manage the hotel for you, take a part of the revenue. No, you want someone who puts his money where his mouth is, right? So that's why we invest at least 5 to 10% of all the equity in every deal. ourselves from our own pocket. We always put money in our deals. I've always done this and always will do so, as we put our mouth where our money is and the other way around. Okay, that's very important. Then also you want someone with experience and the network. So I'm coming from one of the most difficult industries there is in property. Vacation rental is the most challenging scheme that you can run. You have the most problems that can appear. You can't just move someone from one room to another in a hotel because all the hotel rooms kind of look the same. They have the same amenities. If anything is wrong with your listing, you're going to lose a customer or you're going to lose 30 to 50% revenue. And the worst part is you're not even in control of your client because the platform is Airbnb or Booking.com or VRBO, whoever gives you the client will decide what's the outcome of your financial future. So that's not a good position to be in, but I survived and made millions of dollars in this industry for over 10 years. So I'm a very hardworking, dedicated individual. And then I partnered up with Mr. Cuesta, who has all the network in the hotel industry, with Hilton, with Marriott, with Hyatt brand, with SLS brand. So he got the network, he got the financial backing by the local banks in the US. What you need after finding the right asset is, of course, the best financing, because in real estate, you need to leverage, otherwise you can put your money in other asset classes like gold or stock market, etc. Right? So we want the right leverage to outperform our competition, which is very important. So I think these are the most important things to look out for when making these deals, that you find the right partners to run it with. You work with a waterfall method. So you have partners who put in equity, who manage the asset. And then what we also do is we have a waterfall method when we give you a 10 to 12% return per year. Above that 10% return, we get a 30% kickback. So under 10%, we do not get a kickback. That's what that's the goal. That's the minimum what we have to achieve. And anything above, we actually get an additional compensation. So we are always motivated as your managers to work extra hard to give you outstanding returns, not just average.
Thank you. When it comes to investing in high cash flow branded hotels without stress, give us your 10 commandments of what entrepreneurs should be looking at in order to identify the best possible deals.
Okay. Well, first, as you know, I work internationally, and the hospitality branch is a very international industry. We have learned from operating in the UAE, in the UK, in Mexico, and in the US that the United States is the king of the kings. Even though you could run a good business class hotel somewhere else, for the next 10 years, America is going to be the leader of B2B hotels. We also need to make sure the customer understands what is a business class hotel, because most people might not be familiar with it, as you always stayed in resorts or vacation or five-star luxury hotels. A business class hotel is very, very different, and I'm going to explain some of the aspects why we choose this asset class in particular. It's really important. So if you compare it to a luxury hotel or vacation rental, in your business class hotel, most of the clients, they will not pay for their stay. It's their business or it's the government who actually pays for their stay. So they have lower expectations. They're easier to manage customers. Also, they usually arrive in the evening, they have dinner, they have a drink, they go to bed, and in the morning, relatively early, they leave. So throughout the day, the occupancy in your hotel is actually quite low. So you can really maintain, so all your staff can maintain the hotel at a high level. And in general, you don't need so much staff in restaurants, bars, laundry, cleaning, because you have less customer demands, right? So you also have a low payroll, which is extremely important when you get to sell this asset, because this is a private equity deal. You want to improve a business, not just buy a property. Now it's much easier to sell this asset to a pension fund who wants a property that's easy to manage, right? If you have a luxury hotel, like we have our SLS hotel in Cancun, Mexico, you have 54 rooms, but you need over 120 staff. If you buy a business class hotel, you have 120 rooms and you can run it very efficiently and professional with 30 or 35 in staff. So it's a significant difference. So this is something I would look out for. Obviously, the right room sizes, you don't want to do anything below 80, 90 rooms. It's not the right, you need an economy of scale to run such a property, such an entity. Also, we have learned after developing more than 8 properties ourselves from scratch, buying land, making plans, finding contractors, building it up, that it's actually much better to buy an existing asset that is coming to an end of an investment period from another professional firm, or you buy it out of a foreclosure. Whatever the reason is, they sell it, that there is at least one deal per week that we get that is worth looking at. So you do not have to develop yourself. You don't have to go through that headache, and specifically not getting cash on your money for 3 years, 4 years. This is actually the worst. There's a lot of risk to it that you might not be able to sell at the price that you wanted in 4 years. So it's all, in our experience, we buy an existing hotel that doesn't need renovation, that you don't need to close 40, 50, 60% of your rooms the next 24 months. We like instant cash flow from day one. That's also something we look out for, which is absolute key, right? Then location, 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 probably that's the number one factor. We spoke about the United States. Why I love to do business in the US in the hotel sector is the government spending, the big software businesses, the big airlines, the big manufacturers that still produce services and products in America. They're huge customers, and you need to choose a location, preferably at a large airport, like, for example, in Denver, Colorado, or in Dallas. We're very active in Texas. We have 4 hotels there. We're buying our 5th hotel right now, another Marriott hotel as we speak. So this is really key that you look at an area. It's very easy to find out these things these days with ChatGPT and other AI tools to do research that has economic prosperity, good manufacturing, good services, and a strong investment over the next 5-year period. Because again, we want to buy this asset to sell it profitable in 5 to 10 years. So that's really, really key that there is strong manufacturers, strong products and services producers, big business, big airlines, big government spending. That's really key.
Thank you. What else would you like entrepreneurs and property investors to know about investing in high cash flow branded hotels without stress?
Well, I think most people believe it's very complicated to be a hotelier and it's complicated to own hotels. I thought the way myself, and actually it's the opposite. So if you buy a professional run hotel with 120 rooms, it has an existing management structure, it has an existing reporting, it's an already up and running business, it's a completely different experience than I'm buying a property that's just being built and then I have to fit it out, I have to furnish it. No, the thing is already furnished, it's already running, it's already producing cash flow. It's actually the best thing you can do. You should spend your time more on finding the right deals, finding the right partners, and then making the decision there. That's what you should spend your time on. And if you do not have enough capital right now, you might think you're wrong, because you can actually do these deals already with $1 million or $2 million, and you can go into these deals very profitable and generate 10% a year. And in 5 years, sell that asset for 100% more equity than you put in the first place. It's extremely profitable. Most people are not aware of that.
Thank you. What are the biggest mistakes that property investors make when investing in high cash flow branded hotels? Or I guess when investing in hotels, let's make it easier.
Yeah, they start with small hotels. They buy a boutique hotel with 25, 30 rooms. And then that's really like buying yourself another job. And you won't have the economy of scale, the management team to to run this off, to run this without you, and you won't be able to scale it. Scalability is extremely important. So you want larger deal sizes so you can easily have a good management team in place and scale to the next hotel, the next hotel, the next hotel. Another mistake people do is, of course, they choose the wrong brands. We have learned to only work with the biggest ones because they have the best operational processes in place. They help a lot in the structuring of these hotels. They keep things clean. They have 100+ years experience, so that stops you from making crucial mistakes. They're always by your side. They're always supporting. So that's really, really key. I've seen people run hotels in going back to location. You can buy a commercial property in a very risky area, for example, in Florida, and get hit by a nature event. You always need to be aware of that these kind of things can happen. So you need insurance for that. It needs to be in your budget. Because these things can really put you out of business. It will close your hotel down for month and month and month. It's very important. And again, another mistake people make is buying a property that's cheap, but it needs a lot of refurbishment and a lot of work. We tend to stay away from that, from 25 years experience in this hotel industry and done more than 16 hotels ourselves, developed, refurbished. The best is rather wait a month or two or three till you find the right deal and find a hotel that you can operate from day one with all the rooms, full occupancy, fully profitable.
Thank you. Tell us some cost-saving hacks that property investors can leverage when running hotels. You did mention a few already, the economies of scale and having to employ a much smaller number of staff. Was there anything else that property investors can leverage to save cost when running hotels or running property management?
Well, absolutely. So, for example, by working with these big brands that I've just mentioned, Hilton and Marriott in particular, you get access to millions and millions and millions of the loyal customers in the Marriott Bonvoy or Hilton Honors community. That actually, you wouldn't believe it, but they actually charge less commission on the sales than most other platforms out there that offer hotel stays or vacation rentals. So even though they're the biggest brands, it's actually more affordable to get customer from them, and it's very automated and it works extremely well. So working with the biggest brands is definitely a massive advantage that will not only give you more sales but also save you money, funny enough. Then of course in today's world you need to implement AI into your reporting, into your operational structure. You need chatbots, etc. to be able to compete. I think that's already a cost-saving model, and it's from day to day it's evolving faster and getting bigger, and we are already using tools in the AI world that helps us find faster deals, better deals. It helps us with research, it gives us KPIs, it analyzes deals. It's incredible what you can do, and that's definitely a key factor going forward. It's relatively new, but it will change the industry very, very quickly and will make it more competitive.
Thank you. How can property investors get a hold of this kind of deals of investing in high cash flow branded hotels if they wanted to start doing this by themselves? What kind of capital do they need as a minimum? And where do they need to go to kind of like get started to find these kind of amazing deals?
Well, so we are connected as we do this for over 20 years in the industry to the various consultant groups, real estate agents, we've been to a number of events, of course, throughout the last decades. So people do know us. But if you're new to the industry, I would actually go to industry events, hotel events, hospitality events, get to know people. I would speak. I would not try to do my first hotel by myself. I would probably partner up for the first two, three hotels with someone who's very experienced, who has been doing this for decades, someone like us. And then when I have built a portfolio, I have my own operations team, because that's what we haven't spoken yet about. We have been running hotels in Mexico for 25 years, and I've been running vacation rental properties in 6 countries all over the world for the last 15 years. So it's really important to work with someone who already has a team that understands the industry and who can properly operate the asset for you. And then you can learn. And after you've done a couple of deals, that's when I personally would take that step of completely doing my own deal and getting my hands fully dirty, as you might say, running the whole thing completely by yourself.
Thank you. For entrepreneurs who don't have, let's say, access to these kind of, you know, Marriott or, you know, like Hilton partnerships that have already millions of loyal clients, where can property investors go in order to put the rooms they are renting in front of the right millions of potential clients?
Yeah, I mean, most of it is done through platforms online, like Booking.com is probably the largest seller in the Western world of hotel rooms, but they're very, very expensive. So I always would rather wait or do partnerships, put money, put capital together, and buy a fully branded hotel. It will really, really outperform most of the other work. You can obviously run an extremely profitable boutique non-branded hotel. Yes, you can, but it's a lot harder. It will take a lot more of your time, and then you won't be able to scale your business the same way, which will slow you down eventually, which will make you less competitive. So as these deals require, we didn't speak about that. Usually they make sense around 18 to $20 million. These are usually where the hotels are priced at that we purchase. I give an example right now, the hotel in Dallas, we're purchasing around $20.1 million. It has 118 rooms. It generates an EBITDA of $2.5 million and a leveraged profit around 2.3. And the occupancy is around 70%. The last 12 months, which we should be able to improve, but that's already outcompeting the competition in that area. So it's actually already a well-performing asset. What you require for these type of deals in cash is between $7 to $9 million in average. That's the cash required to buy a full hotel. We do partnerships from $1 million. So if you want to become part of our hotel business and empire, you can join in by becoming an equity partner in particular hotels from 1 million and onwards. And we're not going to hold your share. You're going to be a full equity partner with full voting rights. And we simply have a management contract separate to the original investment split.
Thank you. What are some prosperous property investor habits that you consider have helped you to catapult you to the success you have right now and could potentially help other property investors to continue becoming prosperous as property investors?
Well, I think the most important aspect for my success is discipline and problem solving. So these are the two main aspects, the world and adaption. So always show up, always work hard. If there's nothing you can do to earn money right now, then you work on something else, on your fitness, your health. Like in the pandemic, if you're in hospitality, we had relatively little to do for a little bit, and then we became really good at something else. I focused on my health and fitness, for example, for a while. Before then, I did the full construction in Mexico by myself without speaking Spanish, just by buying land, finding good partners and a good architect, getting permits, and then raise the capital. Of course, I didn't do this all by myself. I always work with partners, equity partners, and get going. Yeah. So discipline, the ability to adapt. Right now, I'm actually not in Dubai. I'm in Moscow, Russia. Dubai is a little hot. The weather here in Moscow is very nice. The weather is great. The food is great as well. And it's a mega city, very well developed and great infrastructure. I like to spend time here as well. So constantly adapting throughout the world, throughout the economy, and always showing up. That's really key.
Thank you. Tell us where property investors can connect with you.
Yeah, absolutely. You can message me on Instagram. It's Chris Agop, simply all together, or message us on agopcapital.com. You can get in touch. We're always there to help and to answer all your questions. And we actually have an exciting deal that we're going through right now. Like I said, there's a lot of value I can share going through that deal. Very exciting.
Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.